Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is New Year's Gay, yeah. 2021.
If we only knew when we did this episode last year, what this year was going to be like.
I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, about how I created 2020.
Mm.
Have I talked about
it? Okay. I don't think you've talked about it, but we get on our social media, which... Good time to plug it, I'd say. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And also, while you're over on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, click the link in our bio. There's a link to our Patreon. Shout out to Aiden, who's a patron of ours, who is so generous with their support. And also, thank you to all of our patrons, as well as a link to buy merch. We've been seeing you rock your holiday gifts, which is really cool. So if you do buy merch, take a photo, send it to us, and we read all the messages over on Instagram, which is why I have seen like three people mentioning
it's like 10.
So many people have been like, just have you guys like not acknowledged that 2020 is Sean's fault?
It's genuinely my fault. I created this evil.
So please.
So okay, so I am like big into numbers. Mm-hmm. I think it's like numerology. That's not what I'm into. I'm not that intense about it.
Okay.
But numbers have always had a ton of importance to me.
Okay.
There's no scientific basis.
Like angel numbers? Like,
none of that shit. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Not the full extent of it.
Okay.
But, number 8 is my lucky number.
Okay.
And things surrounding 8s have always been good for me.
Oh, okay.
And
I like that.
Even numbers are always good for me.
Right.
And there's all, and I am the type of person, and it drives my boyfriend insane, and I get it from my sister. She does it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in a car and somebody has a volume knob that tells you what volume number you're at, and somebody puts it on an uneven number, unless it's a 5, I can accept. Like 25 is gives me peace.
Okay.
Because 25 is like a quarter of 100.
Yeah.
But if somebody puts their volume on 21, 19, something like that,
Triggering. It
genuinely, I'm obviously fucked in the head. Like,
yeah,
if you've listened to this podcast, you know that.
Yeah.
It genuinely like bothers me. There's something in my brain that's not at peace until I solve it.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. But it works in the opposite way that I would expect it to work in terms of years, because in my brain, I have so much luck with even numbers and that gives me peace and all of this. But I have my best years on odd years.
Interesting.
Super weird. I don't know. There's some sort of witchcraft with that.
Okay.
But in 2018 or not, I think it was still 2018.
Okay.
I, on the podcast, talked about this, how even years are bad for me. And then I say,
oh my God,
I wonder, speaking to 2 years in the future, I wonder if 2020 is going to be super bad, because it is not only even numbers, but it's an even half 2020.
Yeah.
There's double even.
See,
and then it was a shit, fire, destructive nightmare.
So you manifested 2020. It's your fault.
I actually think I did.
I think it's brave of you that you are finally taking accountability publicly for this.
Yeah.
And acknowledging that all of this, every ounce of it, is your fault.
Well, I wanted to take accountability at the end of the year, because I knew that if this information got out, I would probably be at the top of some like government hit list.
Yeah, I've just added you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would be like, this witch is clearly too powerful. Yeah. We need to take her out.
So they're still coming for you.
Yeah.
Watch out. In 2030, they're going to be knocking on your door.
No, it'd be 2040.
Okay. Don't say anything bad about any more years, okay? Seriously, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm not fucking around anymore. I don't know what is real and what's not, but we're not taking any chances.
Yeah, so this will be going up after the new year, so you guys can't come get me. It'll be too late.
It's already over.
Which works for us.
Yeah.
If this whole process is... To be truthful, 2021 gives me a lot of uncomfort in terms of the number sense of it, which means it'll be a good year.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah.
I see that. I thought the opposite, like I think a lot of people did.
Okay.
I think 2020 sounded so cute to me that I thought it was going to be great. I was like, 2020, it sounds so cute. Like, that's
2020
perfect.
Vision, yeah. Clarity, perfect great year, vision. Yeah.
And I know a lot of people, I don't know if this is ironic or not, but a lot of people, because of the way that 2020 sounded, even friends of mine put off getting married in 2019 to get married in 2020 because they wanted the, like, 2020, like, we want to get married on, like, 2-2-2020 yeah. or, like, whatever the fuck. And it's so crazy to me that, like, 2020, speaking to my friend who is a wedding photographer, probably, like, would have been the biggest year for the wedding industry.
Yeah.
Because people, like, are really big on numbers. I don't think you're unique in that sense. People are big on them in different ways or from different cultural standpoints. But, like, 2020 was a number that a lot of people wanted when it came to, like, big life occasions. And,
Isn't it wild? Sorry to cut you off. Am I? I don't know.
Please do. Yeah. Just stop apologizing for it. You don't care. Yeah. Let's be real. Let's leave that in 2020.
Isn't it wild that numbers affect people so greatly that there's so much superstition around the number 13 that in buildings, they skip number 13.
I know. It's crazy.
And now I think they're starting to go back on. There's a few other... because I think 8 has a lot of bad luck in some cultures as well.
8 and 4, depending on cultures.
Yeah, so some buildings would skip all of those floors.
Yeah.
And now there's been pushback because it creates danger when there are fires because it's confusing as to what
floor
somebody is actually on.
That makes sense.
Because if they're, from an outside perspective, saying, they're on the 13th floor, they're saving somebody on the wrong floor.
That is so true, because if you count up, you don't actually know where they are.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never thought of it that way. I, as some of you know, listeners, if you've been here for a while, first of all, thank you. And if you haven't, make sure to subscribe or follow wherever you're listening.
Because I'm not going to hex this year.
Yeah. And give us a 5-star review because we will be around for a lot more episodes, whether you like it or not. So make sure to turn those notifications on so we can shove it right down your throat. No, but for real, we really appreciate it. It helps us stand out on those algorithms and all that good stuff. But yeah, what was I talking about? I got
numbers,
so far into my
probably
book. Numbers,
real estate.
Real estate. Okay, so those of you that, thank you. Those of you who have been listening for...
Our brains are just one at this point.
Yeah, we just know where each other's going. Those, you're like buttholes.
Yeah.
You're going to talk about eating ass next.
You're a real estate agent that eats ass.
Should I put that on a business card? Okay. So yeah, I am in real estate and I have had... In my, you know, I've been in real estate just over 5 years now, and I, in that time, have had two occasions where people either did not put in an offer on a place because of the numbers of the address or the floor, or would not, like, view or whatever. And then one occasion where I had someone, we were the listing side, and the buyers wrote into their offer that their offer was contingent on us contacting the local government and getting the address changed.
Is that even possible?
Yes.
Oh,
we found out it is. So a lot of streets, you'll notice, depending on the way that lots were originally allocated. So let's say on a street, they were originally allocated as, like, this is going to be 20 lots, but then only, like, 13 houses are built way back when people were buying up pieces of property. You'll notice that, like, it doesn't necessarily on every street go, like, 101, 103, 105, 100, like, it's not perfect. It'll be, like, 101 and then 105. So there's, like, that gap that someone could put 103 in.
Right.
Right? So it wouldn't work unless it was like that, but it just so happened on this street there was a gap of a few numbers, and they didn't want fours. So they literally were, like, their offer was contingent on us getting approval to change it to, like, let's say three. And it happened. So it's crazy that there's that much substance to certain people. And I think it worked, like, unfortunately, like we just mentioned, not in the favor of a lot of people when it came to 2020, because I know a lot of people, myself included, were like, 2020 is going to be my year. Like, it's cute sounding. It sounds like a fresh start, like new decade. You know, when
it finally works for those New Year's glasses for once.
Oh, finally. It finally looks cute. So, like,
usually they're like, we're going to stuff one of the eyes in the lower part of a 9. And you're like, just explain that to me.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people, like, were under the impression that 2020 was, like, going to be their year.
Yeah, and it was no one's year. Maybe, like, the Kardashians. Because they're, you know,
they can just
quarantined, private island, birthdays, all that stuff.
All that good stuff. What was that meme? Like, I went to, like, a private island with 20 of my closest friends.
We were all tested. Yeah, in terms of numbers, also, it's funny because I know that 666 is a number that is associated with the devil, but that number gives me great peace because it's even and triple the same thing.
Okay, do you like all triples? Like, would you like 3 through 3?
Yeah, that's fine with
me. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, I've always been quite a big number person, but more on the side of, like, seeing numbers and what number, like, when numbers appear for me consistently, I think they mean something.
Right.
I also have a problem when it comes to, like, casinos of, like, genuinely believing that certain numbers are going to hit more for me. Like, I genuinely believe that in my soul. So, like, something will be like, that is the least likely number. And I'm like, I'm going to pick it because I like it. And a good example of this was I was in Vegas 2 years ago. And I went to play roulette. And I put my money on 00, and anyone who's played roulette knows that's, like, the most unlikely one, because you're not betting, like, on even number, odd number. It's literally, there's one spot on the board that it could be.
Yeah.
So it's very unlikely that it's gonna happen. And this, like, mansplainer next to me was like, oh, you've probably never played roulette before, like, you know that you're gonna lose your money, honey, doing that, like, some, like, 80-year-old man.
And like, I was like, shut sir, the fuck up. I'm an Aries. You obviously don't understand how the universe works.
Okay, first of all, I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm an Aries.
Are you speaking to you?
Yeah.
Would you do that too? Would you do 00 despite it? Because numbers? Because they look
Isn't that snake eyes?
Yeah. Well, that's dice, but.
Oh.
Yeah. Roulette table, it's just a number on the table where it's spinning. The ball's spinning.
I don't know. I'm not a big betting person.
Okay. I am. That's the chaotic Sagittarius energy. So I might lose everything and I might gain everything.
00, baby.
So I literally put it on 00 like 3 times in a row just to spite him because I hate when people try and tell me that it's the wrong thing too. Because I'm like, that's the number I want to bet. Especially when it comes to people out there that like are casino people. You know this. Like, I am an energy person. So when someone tells you you're doing the wrong thing, it like, you're like, you just fucked my energy.
Yeah.
Because was focusing positive energy on this happening. And now you're like fucking screwing it for me. Anyway, so I put it like 3 times in a row, lost my money the first 2 times. Third time it hits. It never hits. Like, and I know it never hits, but I just for fun put it on and I won like $500 and he was still at the table.
Was he still there?
Like,
oh, yeah, that's such a good fuck
so
you.
It was so good. Oh. It was so good. And I believe that. I believe if I focus hard enough on a number and if a number's speaking to me, that it means something. And I've always been that person too with like the radio, the clock radio in your car. Like if I get in at a certain number, I'll remember that number because I'm like, that means something because I just happened to get in at that time.
Right.
Like I'm really big on like numbers giving me signs. I don't know why. It's just weird, but I like really focus on it.
Okay.
And well, then I look up the angel number.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so angel number, I don't really know, but it's like, I honestly don't know what it's rooted in. Like,
Probably angels, I would assume.
But meaning if it's rooted from, like, a certain type of religion or, like, a certain, like, way of thinking, whether it's, like, astrology or, like, I don't really know. I just know that there's angel numbers and maybe it's tarot, no idea. And if you see like certain numbers consistently, like 2222 or something like that, that means something. So it's like your angels are giving you a message. So you can like look up the number and it'll tell you what it would be.
Yeah.
Similar to like, I mean, it would be similar to like, I guess, easy way to explain it is if you like see a black cat, it could mean something.
Right.
But it's number based.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I love that stuff. I'm a little bit of a kook.
One of my friend's birthdays is November 26th. Mm-hmm. And every single 11/26, if I see it, I wish him happy birthday.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And it's so weird because if I look at the clock anytime from 10 to midnight, I'm looking at the clock at 11/26. I probably am not, but that's the number that clicks to me.
Yeah.
And this one time I was watching a show with my boyfriend in bed and my laptop was open and it was that typical Mac background that loads like photos of animals.
Okay, yeah.
And it has the clock on it too.
Yeah.
And it turned 11/26 and I pointed at it and I was like, look, it's Will. And without even realizing the photo was of a whale. And my boyfriend thought that just out of the blue, I just called my friend like a fat whale. Fucking whale.
You just decided, literally, like, right now, that would be a funny joke. Yeah.
And he was nowhere. Like, that's mean. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's his birthday.
And look at this beautiful photo yeah. of him.
It's his birthday, and he's also a huge, fat fucking whale.
My sister's birthday is 11/11, and I love that for her because it's such a lucky number.
Yeah.
Like, across the board. And I manifest for her all the time that she's just going to have, like, luck come her way in life.
Yeah.
And I really, like, believe that for her. Like, I think certain people are, like, destined to have, like, more, like, certain lucky things happen.
Bitch, I've seen her waist. I know luck is coming her way.
She is snatched for the gods and ready for the luck.
Yeah, that's honey. All luck.
Yeah, but I love it for her because I'm like, that is such a nice lucky number.
Yeah.
I also like mine because I'm 11/23, so it's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's nice.
So I like that. But yeah, I like certain numbers. And 2020 was going to be a big one for me. I was like, 2020 was my year. And at the beginning, I, like, in January, it was working out that way.
Yeah.
As I think for a lot of people can relate. I don't want to speak about my year in a just disclaimer that I'm like, oh, woe is me, because I know everyone, especially a lot of people in much, much more hard circumstances than myself. But this is why we're doing this episode, to talk about our years. So I just want to give that disclaimer that I'm not like, oh, this year was hard on me. It's like, it was fucking hard on everyone and terrible for others. So just want to acknowledge that. But in January, I literally, like, when it came to, like, my career, I, like, everything that I had been, like, manifesting or, like, dreaming of happening was booked for 2020. Like, it was, like, almost too good to be true. And I think this is why my anxiety talks myself out of things when they are looking too good. I'm like, something's gonna happen.
And bitch, it did.
It did. Yeah. Maybe I fucking created this year.
I think both of us created this year. And like, I say that because I don't want to take all of it myself.
Literally, I was like, so many, like, big queer events I was booked for, and, like, travel opportunities and, like, exciting stuff just, like, across the board that I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been working for 4 years to, like, happen. It's all gonna happen this year. It was all lined up perfectly. And then it was like, crash.
Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Okay, so it's 17 minutes in, mm-hmm. and we've just talked about numbers.
This episode is now called
Numbers. And I am going to say something bold and brave.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about 2020 anymore.
Okay, let's not. I like that.
You know, fresh, fuck it. Clean start. How many episodes have we had about 2020 already?
Yeah.
We are putting, this is New Year's gay.
Okay.
This is, let's talk about the future.
Let's talk about numbers in the future, yeah. shall we? How do you feel about 2024? Like, what's the sound
not
of that?
Not good, bitch. Oh. don't even get me started on 2022.
God damn. Okay, no, I like that. Let's cleanse ourselves.
Yeah, let's cleanse ourselves. What are you looking forward to this year? And don't do something unrealistic.
Don't dream too big. Because
I know just recently you were like, pride is going to.
Okay, you're so fucking rude about this.
We're going to go in world pride. Okay.
Is that me? Sean's like literally eating pussy in front of me.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
You.
That
well, I'm drinking coconut LaCroix. So let me tell you something horrifying.
Okay.
For the this is not to you. You can't say okay. To all the listeners out here.
Yeah.
I, as a gracious host, always ask Brianne what she would like to drink. A latte, anything. And usually we have some chats and a coffee, and then we have some sort of bubbly water in the closet. The closet is all about bubbly water, mostly because I am so close to kicking over
everything,
both of our drinks at any given second, that it's better if it's a clear variety.
Yeah.
So I asked her if she would like a coconut LaCroix. Mm-hmm. And she said, do you have any other flavors besides coconut? And I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because I personally am of the belief, the correct belief, that coconut LaCroix is the best flavor.
Yeah.
Does it taste like sunscreen? Yes. Is it good?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Brianne proceeds to tell me that she doesn't like coconut LaCroix or chichi, which is another coconut flavored beverage.
Chichi is the most specific one for me that really hits home.
You did also briefly say pina colada. So
chichi
it is
a pina colada with vodka instead of rum.
Yeah.
And that's the closest.
Okay. And then, so she proceeds to tell me that she doesn't like this because, this is going to be a lot for people listening.
Yeah.
It tastes like Julia's pussy. Which means that every single time this bitch has been in my closet drinking a coconut LaCroix, I'm talking about my depression, and she's thinking about the taste of Julia's pussy.
It's a nice escape from talking to you, honestly.
I don't blame you for that one.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm like, where do we go from this? So in 2021, I would like...
Yeah, to drink less coconut LaCroix, eat more straight pussy.
Real thing only.
Get it from the source.
Oh my God.
Suck it from the tap.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so with that energy, that's the kind of energy I'm going into 2021 with. I'm sure all of you out there can relate that you have that one friend that likes to, like, crush dreams. And for me, that's Sean, with him telling me that my 2021 is going to suck.
That's not what I said.
Yeah.
No.
You told me Pride wasn't going to happen, which I don't know what other way to make me cry there might be.
There's a lot of ways to make you cry.
I literally came in here and I was like, 2021, fresh start. And Sean was like, you realize Pride isn't going to happen.
Well, not
like, you asshole.
Not in the sense that you're picturing it. You're picturing it, everything going back. We're going full club scene. You're like titties out. Like it's not going to happen like that probably. And if it does, I don't like to crush dreams. I like to set realistic expectations. And then if they are improved upon, I am happy. Instead of setting goals that are so amazing that I just disappoint myself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, what are you looking forward to? Sorry.
But can't we like manifest for 2021 that it will be good?
Yeah. Sure. Just tell me. Fine. No inhibitions. Tell me what you're excited for.
I want Pride. Literally. I just want gay experiences back.
Okay.
I miss that. If I could, I don't even care about traveling at this point. If I could just have my fucking gayborhood back. Okay, and I could go to the gay bar and I could watch a drag show and I could dance to Robin on the dance floor. That's all I want in life right now.
Okay.
That's all I want. Like, literally, that would make me, I'm literally going to cry. I'm going to sob on the dance floor of happiness and joy when that happens. And it better be in 2021. Swear to God.
I think it will be.
I'm very hopeful.
I think it will be. Our timelines are just not
a little
in sync.
Skewed off. Okay.
But I personally do believe that it will happen in 2021. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's nice. That's all I need. If Pride's a little delayed or at a different capacity, that's fine. I just need something.
Yeah.
And I think that the great news is that everyone's standards have been lowered.
Totally.
So at this point, even if it's like, it's Pride, but you go to the gay bar and you can't leave your table and you can only be at a table with six people that you came with, but there's still a drag show happening on stage. I'll take it.
Gorgeous.
I will take it. I will dance in my chair and I will say thank you. Because at this point, my standards are so fucking low.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I just have my shoes stick to a floor for like...
Just once.
You know, Come on.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
I didn't buy these shoes to have them glide across every surface.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can I pay for one $15 vodka soda?
Yeah.
Please. That's
to
all I want.
To have a stranger kick it out of my hands.
A stranger from my same bubble.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? Just pretend I don't know you.
Yeah, yeah.
Knock this on me. Pour it on me, please. No, like, my standards are low. So that's the thing. I don't think... The weird thing is my goals for 2021, if I said them in 2019, would sound bland and pathetic. But for 2021, my standards are so low that, like, I will take anything.
Okay.
Really. I'll take anything. I want to have in-person social interactions to some capacity. I want to have gay experiences to some capacity. And I also want a mullet.
Mm, okay.
So.
I think we got to talk about the mullet.
Okay. I almost cut my hair into a mullet last night, folks.
Yeah. So Brie has two sides to her.
Mm-hmm.
One is business real estate Brie,
mm-hmm.
and the other is chi-chi flavored Julia's pussy eaten out, breaking her teeth on Kalamata olives while wasted at a club.
Yeah.
Chaotic
energy.
That was
good pizza besides the teeth.
Yeah. I thought the tooth would add to the experience.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I said this to Sean and Lauren before, but, and the way I explain this in a jokey way to people, because it's just a joke. But also, if you believe in astrology, maybe it's in line. I have the same birthday as Miley Cyrus. And I feel like that sums me up when it comes to personality, where I'm like the flip of a coin. And I'm one way or the other very much. And I'm not good at like blending the two. It's just like on any given day, I could be either energy. So like in the same breath that Miley Cyrus is like business lady focused on work, like, you know, family gal for like a month, and then the next month she's like got her tits out and, you know, riding a hot dog on a stage somewhere, I come with that same energy.
Okay.
And usually it balances. Like, usually I'll have a few days of one, and then I'll go out on the weekend, do a little chaotic vibes, and then like go back into my goal setting, etc. But because of the nature of 2020, my chaotic energy has been stuffed so far down, because everything is about following the rules, and everything is about listening, following the rules for safety. I haven't done anything crazy in a year, like a lot of people haven't. I literally was in...
Well, I must live in Florida.
I was in an Uber months ago, okay?
Yeah.
And I was in this Uber, and the driver was driving crazy. And I literally was excited. I literally remember thinking, how sad is this that my chaotic energy is so starved that I think I might die in this car? And I'm like, thank you. It feels so nice to live a little bit on the edge right
now.
Because I need that. I feel like I need those roller coasters in my life. I need to feel a little on the edge. I don't like feeling so safe all the time. And I want to like push the envelope every now and again. And that's not to say that I don't also like consistency and safety and being professional. I really do. But that inner chaotic energy is going to bubble up in some way. And because I haven't been able to go out and like party or do spontaneous trips or like do anything that would to a lot of people seem chaotic, I almost cut my hair into a mullet last night by myself with kitchen scissors.
We're such different people, because you said that you wanted to do something a little bit out of the ordinary.
Right.
And you were talking about how your options were get piercings, maybe get a tattoo, or cut a mullet. And in my head, I see the most shocking option there as cutting your hair into a mullet.
And I'm the opposite.
Because I'm like, do something rational. Get a tattoo like an adult, you know? Because it's to the point that I think tattoos are so, well, obviously it's easy for me to
you
say.
You have like 800.
Yeah, but I think tattoos are so common now that you showing up to work with a little tattoo would probably be infinitely less shocking than you kicking down the door riding a hot dog with your Miley Cyrus mullet.
An assless chap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you, when this unleashes my mullet, watch out. Watch out.
No, I will watch out. Trust me, I'm trying to watch out for you by not letting you cut a mullet. So do you have any other fucking goals besides, like, just go to a gay bar?
Yeah.
Nothing, like, a little bit more tangible and
okay, tangible. Well, I did, like, the, you know, the boring manifestation goals of, like, I want to, a lot of the things, honestly, that I was already booked for in 2020, I would love to see happen in the next year. Yeah. Like, be rebooked for. Okay. Those experiences, like, there's some places that, even on a smaller level, like, I would like to travel to or experience that I feel like I'm sure a lot of people can relate, was, like, robbed of because they were so close to happening.
Yeah.
That now I'm, like, I almost want the redo. Like, I'm, like, I don't even need new goals. I just want the goals that were supposed to happen now.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. Right. I also, what else do I want to do? I want to get a new shower curtain. That was my
one. That's a good one. That's yeah. That was my goal. Not the shower curtain.
Okay.
But kind of related.
Okay.
My 2021 goal is because I think there are going to be some sort of restrictions that came from the year that we're not speaking about anymore.
Yeah.
My goal is that I am such a type of person that when I get irritated with things like this year, my chaotic sense is to start looking like about moving apartments and things that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm not like, I'm going to cut a mullet. I'm like, I'm going to get a new car. Like, something like, I just, you know.
I love how your chaotic energy is still things that it would be, like, reasonable.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to get a new iPhone.
So you're, like, feeling a little chaotic today. Yeah,
I start looking at real estate immediately. Yeah. My 2021 goal is, you know, those little things around the house or in your life. And this is, I'm saying, you know, but you do the exact opposite of what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
So you probably don't understand what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But you know, those little inconveniences.
Uh-huh.
I want to start solving those little inconveniences in my day-to-day life.
Okay. I get that.
I want to organize closets. I want to get, talking that I wanted to get smart switches for so long just because I am tired of having to fucking flip on different lights and all this stuff. I want to sort things like that out.
Uh-huh.
I want to have my closet organized, maybe redo my closet.
Okay,
I want to, I just want to, like,
make sure there's still space for me in here.
Yeah. There will be.
Cut out a little cubby hole for me to sit in.
I just want to iron out all the kinks.
Yeah.
So that when life opens up, I just have, you know, the freedom, the peace of mind that everything's working out.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Like, I have my fucking bathroom light
has
one of the lights out, and I've been thinking about getting a new bathroom light, and I'll look, and then I'll just be like, oh, you know, whatever. It's another day's problem. I want a new bathroom light.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Do it.
Yeah.
I totally get that, and I think that's actually such a good one, because especially, like, me, like, having anxiety, like, I'm someone by nature, I will put those things off just because I'm anxious about actually making the decision or the wrong decision. So I'm like, I'll just leave it. I'll just leave it as is. And then I'll, like, pick later. And then I put it off and it gets more stressful. And Julia and I have already started on that train.
I saw that. Yeah. So, but that was forced by Julia. She forced your hand on that
one. That was forced by Julia. But, like, I love the feeling when you do something like that. And I do have to say, like, for example, with those kitchen cupboards, we have been talking about doing that for, like, 6 months, and it stressed me out every time I think about it. Like, every time I was in the kitchen, I'd be like, oh, we have to do that, so we have to do that.
Yeah.
It literally took one afternoon.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. Two afternoons, because we stopped and we did the second half the next day. And we have one cupboard left that we're going to do tonight. And it's, like, our wildest cupboard. It's, like, anyone who has this cupboard knows what I'm talking about. It's, like, the baking cupboard where you have all the random fucking sprinkles and
oh, see, mine's the Tupperware cupboard.
Oh, yeah. See, that's chaotic, too. But, yeah. So, anyways, after it was done, the first day, we spent, like, 2 hours on it. And I was like, oh, my God, we just finished, like, half the kitchen in 2 hours. And I've been stressing about that for 6 months. Like, it always takes such little time to actually do it.
Yeah.
But I could stress about it forever. So, like, I think that is a shift that I want to make, where when I think about doing something, just do it. Because my anxiety makes me procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets worse.
I was just saying you might not relate to my goals because you have a laptop that haunts you every single day that you've had for 8 years, and you push that off.
Okay, but this has to do with my anxiety, too, because my whole thought is, like, And I know it's not rational, but I'll be like, oh my God, well then I would have to go in. What if I pick the wrong laptop? Or like when I'm transferring stuff over, like, will I know how to set it up properly? Will I do it right? And like, so I'll put it off. Like, I'll just pick one next week. I'll do it next week. And then I just never do it. Whereas like you said, like I literally don't have a laptop that fucking works properly.
As a content creator.
As a content creator that literally fits like one video on it. And then I have to like delete it and store it other places where I could just go get a new MacBook that fits like tons of fucking footage and storage and my life would be so much easier. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I've got to start doing that. That's a good goal for 2020 for both of us, I'd say.
I just realized that in years like this, there's so much chaos that can happen that if I just set myself up with the little kinks that bother me instead of just avoiding them until they become even more of a problem. Right. If I start just settling the kinks as they come, then when other chaos that is not created by my own life comes, I'll be better set for it.
That's true. I did have a reading with a witch, and one of the things that she said was, I need to focus on, like, nurturing my space more. Because, like, in the past, it's really worked for me to, like, not care about my home space because, really, I'm one of those people that think I'm just sleeping here. Like, I want to get out and go. I want to do stuff. But, obviously, we're not in that time anymore. So, then my space is, like, not a good energy for me to sit in because I don't actually care about it.
It's the garbage room IKEA table. It's the garbage room IKEA table for sure.
So, this is why Julia and I are starting this thing because we're going to... First, before we get any new furniture or anything, we have to clean everything out.
Yeah.
So we're doing a decluttering of everything. The next step is a spare bedroom. We're going to get rid of everything in there and, like, clean it out and organize it. I'm going to have, like, a home proper office in there.
Oh, my God, that's so
good.
We're going
to, like, set it all up. I'm going to have a place to, like, film YouTube videos. I'm going to have it, like, all set. And I'm like, when this is done, my life will be so much better.
Yeah.
And it's going to, like... It's so crazy, like the kitchen. Like, why didn't I do this a year ago, 2 years ago? But you just put it off. But now, I'm like, if there's a time to do it, it's the time when we're all fucking stuck at home all the time.
You're right.
So, fucking buckle
up. I've even seen that with my parents. Mm-hmm. Because they constantly talk about how they are eventually going to downsize.
Right.
And how they haven't gotten new furniture for the formal dining room and living room because they don't know if they're going to keep all that furniture or what size their potential place is. But I know my parents and I know that they're so comfortable where they live right now.
They'll just be there forever.
Not that I do think they will downsize, but I do think it's further in the future than they think.
Yeah.
And I also am like... For the most part, unless you suddenly move to a micro house, most of this furniture will fit there. Why wouldn't you make these changes and enjoy the space now rather than just putting all of that off until some weird foreseeable future?
Totally. And I think for Julia and I, that was like a big thing for a while because we want to move eventually and like we're realizing that's a little farther than we thought it was going to be for a few reasons. But for us, it was because, like, we want to get, like, quality stuff that because we know ourselves we're going to have it for a long time.
Yeah.
But, like, we're like, who cares? Why don't we just get, like, cheapo stuff that looks nicer, but it's, like, you know, get us actual fucking stable IKEA table. And who cares that it's not our dream coffee table?
Yeah.
We'll get that when we move. But in the meantime, it'll make us happier in the meantime kind of thing.
Agreed.
So that's kind of, like, our
thing.
Does
this mean that you'll finally let me do an apartment makeover?
You will never do an apartment.
Let me do an apartment makeover.
No.
Come on.
No.
Why?
Because you're the worst.
Why?
Because you're going to be like, this is what I like and what I want.
No, that's not true. That's not how fucking being a designer works.
You're like, that's not what I do.
Literally nobody would
I just feel
work.
Like because you're my friend, you're so opinionated on things that you'll just tell me your opinion if you hate it. Whereas if it was a client, you'd be like, okay, they want that, so we're doing it.
No, that's not how it works.
You're not doing an apartment makeover.
Let me do an apartment makeover.
No, you're not. I'll show you it when it's done, and then you can keep your opinions to yourself.
Well, you know I won't.
You'll be like, you should let me do an apartment makeover.
I've been like, you colorblind bitch.
The fact that your boyfriend is literally colorblind is really special to me. It's really close and near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, and he doesn't try to do the design. So take a fucking piece from his book.
I will ask you opinions. We're going to paint the apartment.
Okay.
So I'll ask you opinions on paint.
Okay.
But, like, I don't want to go all out, and I know you, because you will want it to be a complete thing.
No, I think you think that I'm a monster.
Okay, we'll discuss this.
Okay.
We'll discuss this later.
I'm going to start, everybody, if you want me to start a YouTube channel.
See, no, this is a nightmare.
And I'm going to do an apartment makeover. Everybody, I'm going to post a poll, vote yes for apartment makeover. It's going to be my first video. YouTube star Brianne Williamson gets an apartment makeover.
Oh my God. The thing is, this is your dream. Like, that's what you would love to do to other people's apartments.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Especially the IKEA garbage room table.
You're like, that's the first thing to go. Okay, well, once we've done a clean out of the entire apartment and we're starting to make choices, I will discuss with you.
Okay.
But we're not filming it. We're not putting it on YouTube.
I'm going to have a GoPro on.
Secret camera. You're like, I'm just going to mic you. It's just for memories. It's just, personal memories.
Yeah, I can't really hear you too well. Getting old.
You got a boom over top of me. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm open to it.
Okay.
I'm open to it.
Okay.
See, but this is like my anxiety starts going.
Why?
I just get anxious about change and like making decisions about stuff.
Oh.
So, like, anything, like, why do you think we have a fucking garbage room table for the last 5 years?
That's true. This is how I break it down.
Oh, God, okay.
If I was looking for a new apartment now, I would enlist you because I know that that's your skill set.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree with that. I agree.
So, and you have no design skill set.
I agree.
So, you know, it's kind of like... if you have a friend, a close best friend.
That just so happens
to have an amazing skill set wheelhouse.
Why wouldn't you utilize it?
Why wouldn't you maybe tap into that?
I agree completely. I really do.
I agree completely, but fuck you.
No, I will absolutely ask your opinions. That I want the answers to be, you're right, Brie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
right.
Like how all good designs happen. I'm one of those clients. I have those types of clients where I'm just like, okay, I'm basically just facilitate. I'm just the key in the door.
Right. And you love those relationships with those clients,
right?
I do.
I absolutely love it. Yeah. No, I'm the worst. No, I do think that you are fantastic at what you do. It's just that we're not designing our place. We're not changing it. We're just painting.
Yeah.
But you want to choose the paint color. See, because I know you're going to come in with your fucking film crew angles and you're going to want to do a whole fucking series on it. And I'm going to be like, we're not doing that.
You don't have enough fame for me to milk for an entire series. So let's maybe tone it down a bit.
One part or 10 minutes.
Yeah,
video.
Maybe if it was like Jillian Harris or something.
Okay, well, we'll discuss. And we'll definitely over on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast post some. Before and afters of me crying as the garbage room table leaves.
Yeah.
It's going to be a sad day. It's going to be a really sad day.
Do we talk about anything?
No, not really.
Okay.
Are we done? That's it? Oh, we're done. That was the podcast.
Yeah.
I was going to go into the next thing that has to do nothing with this topic, no, but that's it. That's where we're going to round it out. Okay. Well, I like that. I hope everyone... I hope everyone listening enjoyed this episode.
Mention being queer once.
No. We're gay.
Only gay people are interior designers.
We did talk about me eating pussy.
That's true. So, everybody go out and buy a chichi if you want to know.
Cheers. Bring in the new year with a chichi, okay? However you want that. Whatever you want to take that. So we are gay. We do like to talk about gay things.
Just not this time.
Just not this time. This time we talked about, to sum it up, numbers.
Numbers.
Nothing to do for any relevance, just like numbers in general.
Numbers, yeah. Some quick math for everybody.
Quick math. And what else did we talk about?
You don't trust me or my talent.
Yeah. I'm glad that's what you took from that. Okay. And we got
once again the eating pussy.
The eating pussy.
Was there.
Yeah. I think that basically sums it up.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Okay. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Also, share us with your friends and on social media, tag us, and we'll repost you over on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. You can also follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. Make sure to click the link in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast because there is information on merch, Patreon, some cool ways that you can support us, and we really, 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 really appreciate that support. And until next time in 2021, We will. See you around the gayborhood. Oh, we brought in the new year with a rough one.
Yeah, let's do it. See you around.
Until next time, we will see you around the gayborhood.
That was strong.
Oh, that felt that one. Yeah. 2021 is going to be good.